If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
John Hanson here. Jen Sabella joining us on the line, our good friend over at Block Club Chicago. Hello, Jen. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning, John.
You're back at the seat after a nice, fun wedding, huh?
Exactly. The New Year's wedding of my sister and her husband, and I have no voice because I was partying so much.
That doesn't surprise me, having known you for 11 years, that you had a little fun, huh?
I did indeed.
Yeah, for sure. Blockclubchicago.org is where you can go to read all the stories we're going to talk about and plenty more. Just want to really quickly give a shout out, Jen. Seamus was on last week. We had him on for a little longer to talk. It was actually earlier this week. Boy, it's been a weird week. To talk about the subscriber drive you guys were doing. You hit all your goals and people really stepped up, and that's awesome.
We're so stoked. It's almost 1,200 people stepped up during this campaign to subscribe. It's just so important to us to have, you know, people, Chicagoans who read us and depend on us every day, step up and help pay for this thing, pay for our reporters out in the neighborhoods doing this work. So,
absolutely.
We're so grateful and thankful. Thanks, WGN listeners, for we always hear from y'all via email after our segments, and we know you're supporting us too, and we're really appreciative.
I'll echo that. One of those reporters does a great job, Quinn Myers. He covers all sorts of things, City Hall, but also he's got kind of the Wicker Park neighborhood, a neighborhood that is, boy, Jen, gone under so many changes since you and I have been on the Chicago beat. And now we're seeing a return of a retail shop, another brick and mortar opening up, a clothing store, right?
Abercrombie and Fitch, which was the cool kid spot when I was in high school, where people would shop. It has kind of made a resurgence among older millennials, like myself and some of my friends, for their basics, jeans, sweaters, you know, button-up shirts for men. All that stuff it's popping up in malls again across the country and these standalone stores. And they just opened at 1539 North Milwaukee Avenue right before Christmas. It took over John Fluvog, which is a kind of funky shoe store that's been in Wicker Park for decades. John Fluvog is still there. They moved to a smaller location down the street. But yeah, Abercrombie is making a comeback in Wicker Park.
I'm not surprised. If you were to tell me which neighborhood it'd end up in, Wicker Park probably would have been near the top of the list. I mean, you talk about Wicker Park, people that haven't walked through the area 10, let alone 20 years ago, it is so different. It's gone through revolutions of welcoming a ton of local small businesses and then this move to some of these bigger shops.
Exactly. We just went, the Bagu expansion just opened a couple weeks ago, lines around the block. My friend actually was in town from Portland, and she just moved 5 years ago and was like, I don't even recognize Milwaukee Avenue right now because everything is so different. So things are constantly changing.
And we're always covering it at Block Club Chicago. Speaking of covering up your sandwich, maybe with some jardinera, may want to look at the label to make sure you're getting the right one, because there's a new one coming to town, huh?
Yes, I was actually shopping for a white elephant gift at J.P. Graziano's. I was getting some jardinera for my white elephant gift, and I saw a sign that there was some infused jardinera that had weed in it, THC jardinera. And this is J.P. Graziano's, a famous sandwich shop in the West Loop, partnered with New Era, a local dispensary, to make this jardinera infused with THC. You can only get it at the dispensary. You can't get it at the actual sandwich shop. But, yeah, it'll make you a little high when you're,
yes,
when you're adding the jardinera to your sandwich, your pizza, whatever. They really focus on getting the flavor perfect so it doesn't have that, you know, cannabis taste. So, like you said, check the label. But they are only $14, and they are selling out really fast at the New Era locations in the city. I actually picked one up for my white elephant gift, so we'll report back on how the giftee feels about that. But it's been a really big hit for Graziano's and for New Era, and honestly, just a great idea.
And you guys have linked in the story to your previous coverage on J.P. Graziano and that amazing history of that family and the new directions that that shop has taken in the West Loop. Some good historical back reading there. Finally, you know, pickleball was all the craze. Maybe move over, or should I say, En Garde, a new club coming to the neighborhood on the northwest side.
This surprised me. Our reporter Molly up in the northwest side reports on Red Star Fencing Club, which is a fencing organization that opened in Norwood Park. This is the old school sword fighting that you see. You know, usually it's portrayed as something that the upper crust do, especially in like old movies and mm-hmm. things like that. Like fancy people fencing. But Red Star is actually trying to change that and make the sport more welcoming for people of all different backgrounds. So they opened at 5940 Northwest Highway, and they coach fencers from, you know, all ages, all skill levels. They offer deals if you can't afford it, because some of the equipment can be a little bit expensive. But it's a really good way to learn sportsmanship and just like some discipline. It used to actually be the military used it for training purposes. So it has a lot of that discipline that the military used incorporated. And it really helps people. Molly talked to a lot of folks who have found the sport really like open and welcoming, and they made a lot of friends at Red Star.
Is it just kids, or kids and adults can do this?
Kids and adults. So we have like 12-year-olds in there and up to like 50, 60-year-olds. It's, you know, it's not as hard on your body as things like running or lifting. So it's some cardio, and you're working your core there, and you're learning a lot of balance and technique, and that sportsmanship and camaraderie.
Have you ever fenced, Jen?
I have not, though this made me very curious.
Yeah.
It looks really fun.
Like many things, I only did it when I had to do a live television hit once at a school that had fencing. And it is hard. It is exhausting. The footwork and the arm work, it leaves you kind of tired, which I guess is the point. Cool stuff to check on out.
Yeah.
And blockclubchicago.org is where they can go. And you can still subscribe. $59 a year. I see the big red bright button at the top of the screen. Congrats on the drive, Jen. And thanks for joining us here on the show.
Thank you, John. Happy New Year.
I'm going to talk to you soon. That's Jen Sabella, my fine colleague over at blockclubchicago.org.